This could not have come at a better time.
Mom is going to be so relieved.
If it's breast cancer, our female breast specialist, Dr. McWhite, will provide you with a full range of options that include mastectomy with immediate reconstruction, breast-conserving surgery, and more. She'll be with you every step of the way to help you make the best decision for your lifestyle. The UAB Multispecialty Clinic even offers advanced services like genetic counseling, and that's important to women who have breast cancer in their family. So for advanced breast health, call the UAB Multispecialty Clinic at Baptist South today at 334-613-7070, and let's get you better together.
Fall is officially here, and Southern Homes and Gardens invites you to the biggest plant sale of the year during the fall sales event this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Save up to 50% off a huge variety of trees, shrubs, bedding plants, and more. 50% off a wide variety of outdoor pottery. Plus, enjoy local food truck fare from the Alabama Sweet Tea Company and Fire Meets Wood. Shop our biggest plant sale of the year and grab delicious local eats during the fall sales event this weekend, September 22nd through 24th at Southern Homes and Gardens.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no! They got motion sensor lights! Let's get out of here!
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow.
Get in the car, Bubba!
All right.
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
We're coming right back to the conundrum. All those who've called have qualified for our grand prize drawings at the end of the week, including the works from Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto. By the way, no winner in the last Predict-a-thon. They will be back on Friday for the next one. It's 8 something.
WACV Cusada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Stand by for news.
Stand by for news.
I like my way better.
Fox News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tweets about his upcoming day at the United Nations. Many good things and some tricky ones happening. He gives his first UN General Assembly address this morning. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert says the president will take a clear-eyed look at the world while still promoting American values.
Including democracy, human rights, all of those things that we as Americans embody and show the world every single day.
It's reported, meantime, President Trump's former campaign chairman, Paul Manafort, was wiretapped by the FBI before and after the election.
CNN reports warrants were obtained by the secretive FISA court in 2014 when the FBI opened an investigation into consulting work for the former ruling party of Ukraine. The order to wiretap Manafort was discontinued in 2016, but investigators got another FISA warrant that stretched into early 2017.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. Fox News, we report, you decide.
You found a squad of professionals who does morning radio to the letter of the law. Officers on duty include Greg Budell, also known as
Mr. Poopy Pants,
Jay Scott.
Please, throw down your guns.
Emily Hayes.
Is this some kind of bus?
Well, it's very impressive, yes.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Nice beaver.
Up against the wall and spread 'em. It's time for Three Men and a Lady.
years old in fourth grade.
I didn't know that was there. All right, we are working on the conundrum this morning worth $10 of good eating at Seafood Bistro.
The Bistro!
Male patients do this twice as often as female patients do in a hospital. What could that be? 272-9228. Keith is next.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How about request pain meds?
We've already had that guess.
Yeah, somebody did guess that. That's an interesting one.
How about faint?
Spanx?
Faint.
Yeah,
faint.
Oh, faint. That's actually the best guess.
That's the best guess that we have had so far that's closest to the answer, but that is not the correct answer.
But
thank you so much.
When we say closest to the answer, it's not like moving the next door. It's a stretch.
Yeah.
272-9228. Oh, I know who this is. Stella.
Hello.
Hi.
I love this voice.
Hey.
Hi, Stella.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Stella, I am awesome. Thank you.
Good. It's a bright and beautiful morning, so everybody's feeling great, I hope.
We are feeling...
We're great. It's Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Yeah.
When we do talk
like with a British accent day, you're going to win.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Get that nailed down. On the conundrum, what is this thing that male patients do twice as often as female patients do?
Well, I think it's sleeping.
Sleeping?
Yes.
All right, let's find out.
Well, you said every other answer.
Oh, fainting? No, it's not sleeping.
Tis in the ballpark.
No, it's not. What on earth is it then?
The what?
What?
I can't imagine what it could possibly be.
Oh, when we get the answer, you'll be like, oh, crap.
Right.
Yeah, actually, because sleeping is kind of close, too.
Yeah, we're getting closer to in the ballpark.
Yeah. But not quite there. Well, Stella, how great to hear your voice. We hope to have you in the studio soon.
News Talk.
Well, thank you. It's lovely to talk to you all this morning, too.
All right. Oh,
I just love it. I love it.
She may as well call up and sing to me, because that accent is phenomenal. Bill.
How about ask for food?
I'm sorry, that is not it. And thank you for the call. This is something that male patients do twice as often as female patients. And we mentioned the guy said fainting.
Fainting, pain meds, and things like that. That's not it.
Sleep twice as much as women. That's...
Can I give a hint? Or no.
You give the hint.
I give the hint. It's not a request for anything. We get a lot of the asking for this, asking for that. It's not a request.
No, it's just something that happens.
It's something that happens.
Twice as often to men as women. SR.
I say matey. Could it be throwing up?
Throwing up?
I'm sorry. Vomit is not the answer. But thanks for bringing it up. Here's Derek.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Derek.
Well, I just tuned in, so I'm sorry if I repeat an answer, but I know me. When I'm sick, I bitch, moan, and complain.
They complain twice as much. That's not it.
No. But
good guess.
Let me just say that I always thought Derek, if I had ever had a son, that was going
to
be...
Well, I just didn't expect you to be calling.
His name, Derek.
Oh.
I always liked that name.
That's a good name.
Here is Oaken Smotus.
Hey, good morning. How about fake like they're asleep?
Fake sleep?
Uh-huh.
Sorry, it is not fake sleeping. No, it's something, thanks for the call. It's something that happens.
Should we say it's an action?
Well, an action is something you do deliberately. I don't know that all of the times this happens to men, it's deliberate. It's kind of... Here's Steven.
Hey, is it surgery?
No.
Nope.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
but we appreciate the call. Who's this?
This is Rad, but I was about to pick up and say, Rad, you know you can't win, right?
Well, I don't even know what you're giving away.
Because you work in the business.
Yeah, I know. What's you giving away?
We're giving away a $10 gift certificate to Seafood Bistro.
Oh, no, I don't need that.
Well, fine, man. Really? Thanks.
It's not like call up and want a bowl of gruel for crying out loud.
I don't need that.
Oh, that's not what you're giving away?
Not no. A bowl of gruel, no.
Oh.
Gumbo. So.
Okay, I'll eat. But I can't win, so.
No,
but I will give it a shot, an answer.
Go ahead.
Okay, I think men get up to pee more than women. Did somebody already say that?
No. Nobody's. I don't think so.
That's the first time it's been guessed, but it's also the wrong answer.
You're the first leak. We've had on this community.
Oh, does that mean I don't win a bowl of gruel?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Crap.
We also had that guest, by the way.
Yeah, we did. Not there.
Keith?
Yes, okay. If it wasn't saying, how about falling unconscious?
How about what?
Falling unconscious.
Isn't the same as fainting?
Yeah, that's faint. No, that's been guessed. It's not. Think of something else.
Well,
are you going through a tunnel?
Your phone's cutting in and out, Keith.
I'm sorry, Keith. Yeah, he's going through the Robert E. Lee tunnel.
Who's this?
I always forget there's no tunnel up here.
What's your name?
Or viaduct. Grandma.
Hey, is it waking up from an anesthesia?
Waking up from anesthesia, doesn't everybody do that?
Really well, hope that everybody does.
Oh, yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
But doesn't it take men longer to wake up?
Well, this is something that happens twice as often.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you want to reconfigure your guess?
No, that was all I had.
I'm sorry, Grandma.
It's okay.
We
it's
want
okay.
Grandmas to win on this show.
You can call back, though.
Yeah, real quick.
Okay.
Marinate on it and call back.
All right. Tammy.
Is it pass out?
Well, no, that's fainting.
That's fainting.
That's the same thing.
Go unconscious?
That's
the same thing.
It's all part of the same thing.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Marinate on it. Call back.
Yeah. It could be a consequence, I suppose. JoJo, do you have a home in Tucson, Arizona?
Yeah, I went out there for some California grass.
All right.
Adios, muchacho.
That was great.
That's cool points for Greg and the callers.
Would it be snoring?
Snoring? No, you know what? I really wanted you to win with a great response like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that was solid.
That was like solid caller cool points, bud.
Thank you.
You won cool points, though, for the callers, and maybe I'll find a prize to give them this week if they win.
All right. Thanks, man. We have to take a break here. Rich has the forecast. We want to check traffic, and then we'll be right back to this. Maybe we can solve it before Emily has to go.
That would be cool.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Fall officially arrives Friday, but it still feels like summer out there. More sun than clouds today. Hot, humid, high 91. Tonight's low 71. Can't rule out a few widely scattered afternoon and evening storms. They'll be few and far between. Rain chances get a little bit better tomorrow and Thursday. Scattered showers and storms as a disturbance approaches. Rain chances about 40% both days. Highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Decent rain chances again on Friday with a high around 89 as fall begins. From the National Weather Association Conference in Los Angeles, for Blue Water Broadcasting, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Let me talk to you about my friends at Montgomery Paint and Body, because having an accident obviously is no fun, but when you do have an accident, there's peace of mind in knowing that these folks at Montgomery Paint and Body are going to take care of you, and they're going to do it right. I've been a customer of theirs for over 30 years. Many different vehicles, including my current vehicle, which was in the shop here the early part of 2016, and when I got it back, it's not only fixed right, but it's also detailed, and that's always an exciting time when they call and tell you that your car is ready to be picked up, because it's going to be just like it came out of the showroom. And they work well not only with customers, but they work well with the insurance companies as well. As good as new, maybe better. That is their tagline at Montgomery Paint and Body. So if you need them, give them a call and take it from me. It's going to be done right. It's going to be done right every time. Call them at 27-REC with a W. Tell them I sent you. 27-REC with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body. They're on Shirley Lane, just off the Eastern Bypass.
Morning, everybody. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. Starting to see some of the rush hour folks headed in this morning. Up on 65 on either side of Highway 143. Got a pretty good crowd coming in up there. Also on 85 southbound, right around Jackson Hospital and Ann Street. There's crowded right there. And coming across the River Bridge on 65 southbound, there's a pretty good crowd right there. Downtown seems to be picking up the pace a little bit as well. Enroll now for classes at Trenum State Community College. Complete the admissions and financial aid process before September 28th. Classes begin on October 13th. Call 420-4200. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? Don't be the only one without an attorney. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
817. Let's see if we can get this conundrum solved.
Let's do the dang thing.
Before you have to leave, and we have people waiting to hear last night's Monday, naughty Monday night.
Oh, yeah.
So we're going to run the gauntlet here, starting with Sally.
Sally.
What is this thing that male hospital patients do twice as often as female?
Well, I think they poop themselves.
That's actually been guessed, believe it or not, but it's not.
No way.
Yeah. Think of something else. Think of something else.
Well, I think they scream.
I am so sorry, Sally, but thank you for the call. Amy, what you gonna do with us here? You gonna win this thing?
Well, as a nurse, I think I know.
Okay.
Adjust the bed.
Adjust the bed. It's the closest.
We're so very close.
It's close, but it's not.
I know when the little ones, but the 5 to 8 year old boys, the bed is like an amusement park ride to do.
Have you guys know?
But advance that. If somebody treats it like that, what can happen? 272-9228. We have to run, Amy. Thank you for the call. Sonia.
Hey, has anybody guessed complain?
Yes.
Hang on.
Okay, can I get another one?
Of course.
Sure.
How about cough?
What, cough? Are you there? Did you go through the tunnel too?
What happened? Yeah, I guess I did.
They coughed?
She went through the Sherman tunnel.
Did you say that they cough twice as much as women?
No, I said call the nurse.
Call the nurse. That's been guessed.
And what about cry? Okay, I'll keep trying.
Good. Please do. Crawdad.
Adjust the temperature.
I am sorry.
If you ain't paying the AC bill, you ain't touching the thermostat. Yeah. That's the way I was raised.
Mail lady.
Ask for blankets and pillows.
No.
I'm sorry. Not it.
I want to reiterate that it's nothing that you ask for. That's a hint we gave earlier. You don't ask for anything.
Yeah.
This is something that happens.
Thank you for the call. Let's go to Keith.
Okay, how about the Robert E. Lee Tunnel? Can you hear me good?
You're a funny guy.
Is it fall out of bed?
He says, men fall out of bed twice as often as females. Yes. You win.
Flawless victory.
Woo-hoo! Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Did that just for you, Emily, so you could hear the winner.
Thank you.
That's right, because...
Oh, crap.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emily has left the building.
Thank you, Emily.
And I'll do what I can.
Keith, you hang on. Jay's going to set you up with $10 of delicious dining at the Seafood Bistro. This means we can get to News of the Weird and the other crap, great programming that we've lined up for the rest of the hour. And some, actually an overabundance today of Morning Maroon nominees. And a very important public service coming up. But since so many of you have waited patiently, before we get to the news, we'll have last night's Monday night, the naughty Monday night football. Yeah, you don't want to miss that. I would like to take a moment to say we are, I think, 96, maybe 95 days away from Christmas. And for me, it's like one passes, you start thinking about the next one. What can I do to make this year really special? What can I do? That one gift I'm going to give somebody that's going to be really special for them. Like next year, I know I'll be looking for something that will help Janelle and Ryan celebrate their first Christmas together. But this year, I'm thinking in a different direction. I like to turn these situations over to Brian Jewelry because for 63 years, over three generations, they have been helping people through, you know, shopping. I hate to use the word crisis. We don't be too dramatic. But people who have an event or a celebration, an anniversary, any number of different things that come along and are desperate for a good idea because they just want to throw money at a gift. They want to give them something where they'll get the reaction we all like to see. The wow, how cool, you know, you really get me, that type of thing. And at Brian Jewelry, if you can't find it in their extensive selection, they can create it. Brian Jewelry is also home to the biggest selection of War Eagle Roll Tide merchandise you will see. By that I mean real jewelry. First class gift ideas. And they're all in one showcase. So no matter what side of the rivalry, you should be able to find something in there that will make that special person who's really invested in one side of the rivalry or the other really happy. Beautiful stuff. Take the tour at BrianJewelry.com or stop by and see him at 1778 East Main in the preferred community. Stella. Hello?
Hello?
Did you know that we got a winner, Stella?
Yes, I did, but I didn't want to hang up on you. But I tried to get through as soon as I spoke to you because I thought of falling off the bed, but didn't get through. But I'm glad somebody got it. That's good.
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
We want to hear that beautiful voice of yours in a winning moment sometime, okay?
Yes, I'll call back another time.
Please do.
Okay, well, have a happy day.
All right, you too.
Look forward to that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go with last week's naughty Monday Night. You don't realize just how X-rated football can get.
The Detroit Lions take on the New York Giants.
And then on the back end, Sean, secondary has to plaster to their men. You better plaster. Peterson has to plaster to his man for a lot longer than you think. Men plastering in coverage.
And they'll try to plaster those Lions receivers.
And Thompson plastering to Marvin Jones.
That would look like he thought he was about to go down.
But when he goes right down the midline, Berman is having his way with him. He knew it was a soft zone, and even though it's a soft box,
here is Lisa Salters.
I'm just going to try to continue to pick my spots with him.
Jim Bob Cooter using multiple tight ends.
JPP penetration. He was on top of the defender without going down and then lunged forward. And now he's going to get as much as he can.
Is he a freak of nature? Did you see him in a hotel last night?
Yes.
I wish I had him.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell J. Malik Johnson, age 19, has pleaded guilty to killing Stephon Adams in Elmore County in December of 2016. He could have gone to trial, but he pleaded guilty to murder, robbery, and he received a 30-year prison sentence. Johnson shot Adams, ran over him, and drug him with his own car. In Johnson's statement, he said, quote, "I'm sorry, I messed up," unquote. If you haven't heard about Sean White, former quarterback at Auburn, you might be one of the few, but White is no longer a player at Auburn. He was arrested for public intoxication. A statement from Auburn said, "We appreciate his time at Auburn and wish him nothing but the best." And Jim Byard, former director of the Alabama Department of Economic and Community Affairs, has a new job. He has a contract with the Lowndes County Economic Authority. The contract is valued at $65,000, but details are not known at this time as to what exactly Jim will be doing. That's headlines. I'm Wendell J.
Today's show is brought to you by Tuesday. Nothing screws up your Friday more than realizing it's only Tuesday.
Hi, Rich here. Let me talk to you about the law offices of Troy King. Now, Troy served as Attorney General for the state of Alabama for 7 years. Troy always felt that his job as AG was to protect the people of Alabama. And now, as practicing attorney, Troy is still protecting you. Now, you've seen those commercials all the time with the out-of-town attorneys who you find out when you call the number, you're not even dealing with those attorneys. You're dealing with others. It's not that way when you call Troy King. You're going to hear back from Troy. He'll contact you. His objective is to help people when they need an attorney the most. Troy levels the playing field. You can make sure that the other side will have an attorney, and his job is to protect your rights. A major insurance company conducted a study and found out that those people who are represented by a lawyer received, on average, at least twice as much as those who did not have an attorney. Pick up the phone, call the guy who's still protecting you, the Law Offices of Troy King, 215-4440.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services to be performed by other lawyers.
No other vehicle quite matches the Mercedes-Benz C-Class, so let's compare it to a cheetah. The cheetah's sleek body is the essence of speed and efficiency. The seductive silhouette and sleek curves of the C-Class sedan match it line for line. The cheetah uses its tail to maneuver with ease. The C-Class's dynamic select changes the sedan's driving characteristics with the simple flip of a switch. The cheetah can turn in midair while sprinting. We're working on it. There's never been a better time to bring out the beast in you. Experience the 2018 C300 Sports Sedan, starting at just $40,250. Test drive one today. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
MSRP for a 2018 C300 Sports Sedan excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep. Options, month availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details.
Visit Jack Inger Motors on the Eastern Boulevard for exceptional offers on a Mercedes-Benz.
I'm Roy Moore, and I approve this message.
Well, folks, Judge Roy Moore is ahead in the polls, and that's ruffled some feathers in Senator McConnell's Insiders Club. They just don't like conservatives, so now they're running ads lying about Judge Moore and his record. No surprise there. The Senate's been telling us lies for years, like how they're going to repeal Obamacare or balance the budget. Well, we trust Judge Moore, and so does American action hero Chuck Norris.
Hi, everyone. I'm Chuck Norris. Today, I want to tell you about a real hero, Judge Roy Moore. Judge Roy Moore is a man of integrity. He has never backed down from standing for what is right. That is why the Washington establishment is spending millions of dollars in trying to defeat Judge Moore. So please join me in supporting Judge Roy Moore for the U.S. Senate.
Vote for Judge Roy Moore, the conservative outsider, paid by Judge Roy Moore for U.S. Senate.
When it comes to dry cleaning, let me recommend Worth Cleaners, offering free pickup and delivery for lazy people like me to home or office and anywhere in the River Region, including Montgomery, Prattville, and Wetumpka.
And you don't even have to be home for the pickup or delivery.
Plus, Worth Cleaners services their customers twice a week with easy billing direct to your credit card.
It's like living in a hotel. Just hang your clothes on the door and presto, your clothes appear back at your door, neat and clean. Life is good when you have a concierge cleaner like Worth. And by the way, Worth was voted Montgomery's best of the best in dry cleaning and laundry.
Give your clothes and yourself the best. Just call 277-6431 or call Michael at 799-1845 and let Worth Cleaners work their magic for you.
They do it all. Dry cleaning for your fine clothes, laundry for your casual wear, and wash, dry, and fold for your household items.
Imagine you folding laundry. Never! Let Worth Cleaners with two locations handle it. Worth is at 125 Brown Springs Road, just off Atlanta Highway, and 7825 Vaughn Road.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the River Region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Are you tired of strangers flipping you off in store parking lots?
Yeah, I get that all the time.
Maybe you should try returning your shopping cart.
What? Return it? I don't work here.
When you don't return your cart, those convenient wheels that help carry your groceries can hurtle themselves toward other cars and...
Hey, you! That's a new car!
What's his problem?
Well, if you had walked your empty shopping cart to the clearly marked cart corral, none of this would happen.
And people will treat me like the beautiful person I think I am?
That's right.
I'm gonna start returning my empty shopping cart right away.
Good for you, shopper.
Oh, it's kind of far, though.
Ah, boy.
Weird but true news.
Another weird news story.
Weird news.
That was weird.
That's weird news.
Weird
news. Weird
news. News of the weird.
I'm your news and the weird anchor, Greg Goodell, at 8:31. This is a weird story, but it's a good one with a happy ending. Tiffany Hatfield lives near Orlando, decided to evacuate with the approach of Hurricane Irma. Went to stay with friends in Virginia. On her way, she stopped at a gas station in North Carolina. Bought herself a $5 scratch-off ticket and won $10,000.
Nice.
more than enough to cover the damage at her home. See, now, well, why don't you have insurance? Problem is, homeowners insurance in Florida is so, and it's only going to get worse after Irma. It's like $5,000-$6,000 a year. And that's with a $5,000 deductible. So that's why that money will come in handy. There's a survey done of the movies that we would enjoy most while flying somewhere.
Our survey said
Bridesmaids came in first, followed by The Hangover, Meet the Parents, Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank.
Jason Bourne, Forrest Gump, Groundhog Day, Bridget Jones's Diary, Pretty Woman, or Slumdog Millionaire.
It's not Talk Like a Sean Connery Day.
You know, but that movie title, what's the other thing? Whatever, like Yasmin Bleeth, I start talking with the lift.
At the right, yes.
So whenever I say Shawshank Redemption, I start talking. It's just one of those things, I can't help it. All right. Tommy Two Tones, 867-5309, Jenny, was the highest charting phone number on the Hot 100, peaking at number 4 in 1982, Jay. But now, 1-800-273-8255 by Logic, one of my favorite songs, has surpassed it to become the highest charting phone number in Billboard history.
That is the number two. The title of that song is the number two, the suicide prevention hotline thing.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Did not mean to make light.
No. I wasn't pointing that out to you. I was just informing people who might not know why is
when
what
I
is
do
that?
Something like that. I just want to.
No, it's well, hey, there's a number you can call.
Now, here's an interesting thing. This is America. We're confused people. 48% of employees in America want a bigger paycheck rather than a larger tax refund. Hey, America, stop voting for idiots that are going to raise your taxes.
Assalamu alaikum.
Got it? That's how you do that. You can accomplish that in one swell swoop. Stop electing people that want to raise your taxes. It's not that complicated. Good Lord, it's amazing how what silly sausages we can all be. We have a guest joining us in just a moment. I will be going at, 1:30 on Thursday, and I got the long drive on Friday, so I am going to be, putting myself to the test. So I have made an appointment at Infusion, Cryo, and Laser, because they now offer IV vitamin therapy. And it comes in an array. I mean, they can mix these vitamin solutions to accomplish any different number of goals, from weight loss to enhancing the quality of your skin. But in my case, I'm looking to do a little of both, and they can mix it that way too. The IV vitamin therapy I'll be doing Thursday will be for weight loss and energy, because this is the difference it makes. It doesn't make you all jittery. Where you notice it is when you get towards the middle or end of your day, at times when you normally start to fatigue, you notice you're not fatiguing. You're able to get through whatever it is you need to do without feeling like you're going to die before you get done with it. It does work. Vitamins are good for you. You've been told that since you were a little kid. Problem is, our digestive system absorbs a very small portion of vitamins that we digest. Most of it just goes right through. With IV vitamin therapy, it goes straight into the bloodstream, and therefore you don't miss anything. It's 100% delivery. And again, if you talk to Ryan Turner, the director at Infusion, or one of the staff members there, they can run down. There's a whole menu of options of IV vitamin therapy to help you accomplish any number of different goals. And I'll tell you, I'm a believer, big believer. And then I do cryotherapy a couple of times a week to jumpstart everything, because I still love that. I was there yesterday. 3 minutes in that chamber, man, I'm ready for the world. These are state-of-the-art solutions, and they're available only at Infusion. Call 296-1662. 296-1662 if you have questions about IV vitamin therapy, cryotherapy, or laser therapy. They're all state-of-the-art treatments that work at Infusion, Cryo and Laser, across from the emergency room entrance to Baptist East, and online at infusioncryoandlaser.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. There's been a recent increase in pay, plus a $1,000 sign-on bonus for regional and over-the-road drivers. Visit WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Fall officially arrives Friday, but it still feels like summer out there. More sun than clouds today. Hot, humid, high 91. Tonight's low 71. Can't rule out a few widely scattered afternoon and evening storms. They'll be few and far between. Rain chances get a little bit better tomorrow and Thursday. Scattered showers and storms as a disturbance approaches. Rain chances about 40% both days. Highs in the upper 80s to around 90. Decent rain chances again on Friday with a high around 89 as fall begins. From the National Weather Association Conference in Los Angeles, for Blue Water Broadcasting, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Brian Carr of Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating. When it's time to make it new again, it's New Look, where we make it simple, you make it beautiful. Benjamin Moore Paint, New Look Decorating, 6237 Atlanta Highway.
Traffic is brought to you by Brian Jewelry in Prattville, next to Guardian Credit Union, serving the River Region with great service, great prices, and great memories for over 60 years. Visit them on Facebook for their deal of the day, Brian Jewelry in Prattville.
Good morning, everyone. Rick Walker for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. A couple of things to call to your attention. 85 South at Mulberry, there is an accident. And Day Street at I-65, there is debris in the roadway. So be very careful in both those locations. You can do all your shopping at Midtown Plaza. Shop Cricket, Young America Insurance, then eat at CeCe's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Garden, Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85 of McClinton and Company Development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Rick Walker.
Injured in a wreck? You have questions? I have answers. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Whose side are you on? Hillary Clinton's?
We will not build a wall.
Nancy Pelosi's?
The Democrats do not support the wall.
Roy Moore's?
We can't build a wall around our country.
Or are you on the side of Donald Trump?
The wall's gonna get built.
And Luther Strange. AL.com reported, quote, Senator Luther Strange wants sanctuary cities to pay for border wall, unquote. And President Trump called Luther Strange, quote, strong on border security. Real Alabama conservatives stand with President Trump, supporting Trump when he needs it most. Big Luther backs our president. Roy Moore, he actually stands with Hillary and Pelosi, questioning whether we need a wall. Ask yourself, whose side am I on? It's clear. Roy Moore doesn't have President Trump's back, and our president doesn't support Roy Moore. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with the real estate market report for the River Region. So far this year, 2,600 homes have sold and closed, with 200 homes under contract. Our average sales price is up from last year to $174,000. Statewide sales are up overall by 7%, and our average sales price is up 10%. Increased real estate sales indicate a better economy, which translates to more jobs and fewer foreclosures. With increased sales activity, then buyers and sellers feel more confident about putting their house on the market, and the buyers are able to see more homes before they buy, making them more informed about their home purchase. With interest rates at historic lows, buyers can buy more house for their money than ever before. Want to find out more? Call the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or look us up on the web, thegoodsongroup.com.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
But look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue. It's a block from the door.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time, and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
Headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV. This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight. A chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
We have a gentleman in the studio with us. I really advise you to listen up because people ask questions about where I can get something appraised, where can I sell something when it comes to jewelry. And we welcome from the Jewel Bank, Blake Purvis. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much.
I want now make sure you get this man's name and number down because just yesterday we had a caller asking a question about this. Tell us about the Jewel Bank and what you do there.
Well, what we do is if you have any old broken jewelry around the house, old gold coins, silver coins, 1964 and older. They were minted in silver.
Yes.
Not minted like they are today. So the silver content is worth more than the face value of the coin. And if you want to turn that old broken jewelry or outdated jewelry into hard cash, I'm your guy. Come in and I can pay the top dollar. And gold is still trading very, very high. It's over $1,300 an ounce today.
Let's say I had one of those old George Washington quarters from like 1962. It wasn't minted in a special place, so it has no numismatic value. Do you like the way I use that?
Yeah, nice.
What would a quarter like that be worth?
Well, you're looking at about 4 to 5 times the face value.
Okay. I ask because if I was a coin collector at that time in my life, and I had tons of quarters, half dollars, dimes. And now it costs more to mint the coins than it does than they're actually worth, if I'm not mistaken. Mm. So that's one thing. And what about different kinds of gems and so forth?
Gems that I'm interested in is diamonds that are normally half a carat and above that, you know, you can remount into other pieces of jewelry after melting the gold down. I do pay for the diamonds as well. A lot of other stores do not. So, you know, if you're wanting to upgrade your diamond and don't want to trade it in and want to get cash for it, come to me. I'll make a great offer for you, and there's no pressure. I can tell you what I can pay, and you can either take it or leave it.
That's a very refreshing and very straightforward approach, and I think people will respond to that. You know, at least you know you're going to give them the truth and a direct answer mm-hmm. when they have something they want appraised. But I'd like to know a little bit more about you and how you came up with the idea for Jewel Bank and how this all got started.
Well, back several years ago, before the gold boom actually started, gold was trading at around $240 an ounce.
Mm-hmm.
And my background is in the wholesale jewelry business, and I traveled state to state, store to store, selling goods, importing gold from Italy and selling gold chains to smaller stores. And I realized that gold was on the rise very quickly, and from even selling a lot of the pawn stores, I would take their gold in as trade for payment. So I knew it was just like a cash media, so mm-hmm. to speak. And what I did was about 12 years ago, open Jewel Bank on Atlanta Highway, right across from Walmart. And the public, with the way gold shot up so much, had accumulated so much old broken jewelry where their chains would break.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want to pay to fix them. They'd already bought a replacement or what have you. And they just had a lot of old gold lying around and really didn't realize that it was actually worth a lot of money. So I opened Jewel Bank back several years ago when the gold really shot up to almost $1,900 an ounce and bought a lot of gold. Was probably the first one in the market to do so. Then the market cooled down a little bit and gold peeled back some, but now I think it's on the rise again, and I reopened the store just a few weeks ago.
Can you give me gold for dummies and explain, like, because I know gold comes in different types of carats, 18 carat, 24 carat. What's the difference between one and the other? What makes one more valuable than the other?
Well, the lower the carat, the less gold that is in the piece. Jewelry is made with gold and what they call alloys from the manufacturer. The reason they do that is because gold is a very soft metal.
Right.
And it has to be made with other alloys to make it harder so it won't dent, ding, and you can wear it. So the lower the carat, 10 carat, for example, is the lowest, it has the less percentage of gold in the piece. 14 carat has a little higher concentrate of gold. 18 carat, a little higher concentrate of gold. So the higher the carat, the more gold that is in the piece and the less alloy.
Is there a limit to how high the carat count can go? I know that may be a dumb question.
Well, 24 carat is pure gold.
Pure gold, okay.
24 carat is pure. But you'll never find any jewelry that is made in 24 carat because it is way too soft.
So it's true then, when I watched those old movies about the Old West, when they went into the bar and the guy bit down on the coin just to make sure it was real gold?
Well,
because it was soft enough to bite?
I can't speak from people that in that time era, but I would imagine that's what they're doing, seeing if it's a little soft.
Yeah, yeah, and not fake. Anything else you would like to tell us about Jewel Bank?
Well, you know, all I'm saying is if you do have some old stuff lying around, you do have some large diamonds that you may have inherited from your grandmother or what have you, you don't know what to do with them, bring them by, let me make an evaluation of it, and I can make you a hard cash offer on the spot.
All right. And what are your days and hours of operation?
Well, we're open from Monday through Saturday, Monday through Friday, 10 to 6, and on Saturday from 10 to 4. And we're located on Atlanta Highway, directly across from Walmart, right next door to Tropical Smoothie.
All right. Well, we really appreciate you coming by, and welcome to News Talk 93.1 FM.
Well, thank you very much.
Jewel Bank. And do you have, by the way, a website?
No website yet. We just opened a couple of weeks ago.
But oh, okay.
The phone number is 279-6104. If you have any questions, we'll be happy to answer them for you.
I know. Are you on Facebook?
Very shortly.
Okay.
All right. But I wrote the number down, so if you didn't get it, call us, and I'll be able to pass it along, because I know we're going to get calls from people wanting to know how to contact you. Thanks again for coming by to visit this afternoon.
Yes, sir. Appreciate it.
It is 8:48 on News Talk 93.1 FM. Up next, our Morning Maroon nominees, and we've got some beauties today.
Hey, folks. Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust Smile Makers. The doctors over at Smile Makers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At Smile Makers, you have options. Not only do they perform same day smiles, but they also offer life changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Attention truck buyers, it's Ram Power Days at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery, where every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck has been discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP, or get 0% APR up to 72 months. That savings so big, they're worth repeating. Every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP, or get 0% APR up to 72 months. And every credit application gets processed immediately. We have lenders that can get just about anyone approved. Plus, Brubaker wants your trade in any condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth during Ram Power Days, where you get discounts up to $12,000. $1,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital Finance, 1388 monthly for 1,000 financed all sales plus tax, tag, title, and dock. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
Women of Hope, an organization of Montgomery women embracing and nurturing hope of prevention and eradication of breast cancer, invite you to their signature luncheon Monday, October 2nd at 11:30 at the Embassy Suites Hotel on Tallapoosa Street in Montgomery. Enjoy lunch and an inspiring Faces of Hope message by breast cancer survivor and Montgomery County Commissioner Rhonda Walker. For more information or to get your tax-deductible tickets, visit womenofhope@charter.net or call 220-4599.
Hi, I'm John Danielson. The experience you want from a dealership is right here at Montgomery Subaru. Now through October 2nd, save up to $3,000 on a new 2017 Subaru Outback with financing as low as 0% for 63 months. Test drive a Subaru today and find out just how true the statement is. Love, it's what makes a Subaru a Subaru. We know you'll love your new Subaru and the customer service you can only get at Montgomery Subaru. Come see us on Eastern Boulevard or check us out on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
$3,000 offer valid for 2017 Outback 2.5i Limited HDF, option 24, MSRP $35,960.
Hello, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath, owner of The Herb Shop. I'm excited to announce our new radio show on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. I'll be interviewing leading researchers in nutrition, scientists, medical doctors, specialists in the holistic field who can answer your questions. Tune in Saturday mornings at 11 a.m.
Your news talk place to be, The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I really had to play this because we were looking for something else by Jim Gaffigan earlier, and we found comedian Jim Gaffigan on blowholes, and I've been curious to know what's in here, so let's listen.
Whales must have poor body image. Can you imagine having a part of your body called a blowhole? And it's on top of your head? You think when whales get older, they have less control over their blowhole? They're just in the middle of a normal conversation. What do you see? You and I grab some plankton. Excuse me. This is so embarrassing. I was just in the Indian Ocean and my stomach really can't handle that. The old whale geography diarrhea joke. Coming in handy. You always hear number one killer of whales, mankind, you know, as if there's tons of competition. Let's take a look at the leaderboard of whale killers. Still number one, mankind. Number two, the pelican with a machine gun. And a distant third, the lion on a jet ski. Back to you, Bill.
He's incredibly funny for, and I just so love a comedian that does not have to drop 40 F-bombs.
Yeah, completely clean.
The telling of a story. He is really, really good. Pelicans with a machine gun. Hey, let's get former Secretary of State Jean Kerry in, shall we?
That's not him.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You have a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. We present for your consideration today's Morning Maroon nominee. Now, this came up earlier. Was it you had something in Random Facts about a rattlesnake?
Yeah, well, it wasn't a rattlesnake, but it was a snake, yes.
Okay.
In Australia, of all places.
Well,
who'd have thunk it?
Victor Pratt of Coolidge, probably named for the great Calvin Coolidge, probably one of our top three or four presidents. Why? Because he stayed the hell out of everything. And there's a lot to be said for that. Was hosting his child's birthday party earlier this month, and a rattlesnake showed up in the yard. Well, he's not afraid of him, so he went and grabbed the snake and decided, I can cook it on the grill.
What? Okay.
But before taking the snake, or even bothering to make sure it was no longer living, he decided, selfie time, pictures. God. The snake bit him twice.
Yep.
He dropped it to the ground. The snake rushed off, so it's still a threat somewhere in his neighborhood. He was rushed to the hospital, got treatment, and had another 30 minutes elapsed, he would have been dead.
Mm-hmm.
He blacked out in the hospital for 5 days, is now home recovering, and says he's learned his lesson. Quote, ain't gonna play with snakes no more. But just the idea that you would pick up a rattlesnake knowing it's got deadly poison, with kids at a birthday party, and they're just going to throw it on the grill with the burgers and wieners.
Yeah.
All right, nominee number two, Heather Highlands Golf Club, about 50 miles northwest of Detroit, which means weather-wise, they're probably open about 6 weeks a year. 45-year-old employee got angry this past Saturday when he caught a 60-year-old golfer sneaking beer onto the course. Now, this is against the rules. It also sounds like the guy drinking the beer was dropping empty cans around. So they started arguing about it. It ended with the worker of the golf course pulling out a gun and firing one shot. Some claim he fired three. He didn't hit anyone or anything. He was the only one who got hurt after a bunch of other golfers piled on to protect their buddy, wrestled the gun away, and they bitch-slapped him a few times before they took him away. He is now in jail awaiting charges to be filed. That's what you do. You know, littering is bad. We don't advocate it. We don't support it. But you don't have to shoot somebody for doing it either. This is possibly our winner here from Boardman, Ohio. 25-year-old Vernon Hunier, was having trouble with a 6-year-old daughter, and 6-year-olds can be troublesome at times.
Yeah.
So he decided that the only way I can deal with this child is to scare her straight. So this past Saturday, he dressed up as a scary clown and chased the kid down the street. The daughter had no idea it was her dad.
Did the neighbors, probably.
Exactly. She's running down the street screaming. Neighbor looks out and sees a clown chasing a little girl. So he shot him. The neighbor, the well-intentioned neighbor, Dion Santiago, had a couple of beers. You know how it is. A couple of beers, you see clowns start chasing little girls down the street. It's only natural that you would, you know, get your gun out.
Oh, if I had a nickel.
Cops eventually arrived, sorted it all out. Vernon was charged with child endangerment and inducing panic. Dion was arrested for using weapons while intoxicated. You know, I could see why you might be a little caught off guard watching some clown chasing a little girl down, especially with it and all of that hoopla. So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
There are ways to get through to your kids than having to do that, and especially going as so far as to chasing them down the street.
In front of a drunken neighbor.
At the point the daughter runs away and makes it outside and starts running down the street, that's the point that you take everything, like take the wig off, or start rubbing the... Wait, no, honey, sorry, just, you know, you don't continue the thing. So,
In the meantime, I can look into the future and see this girl at a 12-step meeting say... I'm an alcoholic, and it all started when my dad chased me down the street
as a clown and got shot.
Yeah, by a neighbor. I think we'll give it to him.
Yep.
What a maroon. What an ignoramus.
Final word today. Tomorrow, right after the show, I'm going to go over and see our friend JJ at Southern Shutters. They're introducing some additional and new products over there that I would like to see. But I love visiting the place. It's a factory on Coffee Street right next to I-65. I like visiting there because they create beautiful art. It's Shutters, but the end result, which you can see at southernshutter.com, it's the best. And I have toured the entire facility where I've watched, and they've been doing this since 1964. And the factory building